Welcome to the seventh day of our 12 days of a Strongpreneur Christmas. Today I want to talk about day number seven, because we're on day number seven. And the Strongpreneur gave to me a focus on gratitude. Man, I tell you what, if I've missed the ball, missed the boat, I guess you don't miss a ball. Well, I could miss a ball if I'm standing in a batter's box. Where I think one of the areas, y'all, that I feel that I have missed the ball, missed the boat, more often than not in my life, is gratitude. Regretfully, I've taken people for granted in my life that were massive blessings. I've taken opportunities that I've had for granted. I tend to err on the side of being selfish. That's just my nature. And I got to work really hard to be more of a giver than a taker. For whatever reason, that's just how I'm wired. I want to be more grateful. I want to be more of a giver. But it's one of the things I struggle with. And today, on this seventh day of a Strongpreneur Christmas, I want to encourage all of us to really make it a habit every day to find a time to really think about the things in our life and the blessings in our life and the people in our life that help us to be better, help us to be healthier and stronger, and have been, you know, there for us and this and that. So gratitude, guys, is huge. Zig Ziglar said, gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. And the more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. I'm going to read that again. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. And that's by Zig Ziglar. So listen, as you go into 2017, maybe you make a wall calendar, like I've talked about on some of our different shows and my YouTube channel and things like that, where maybe there's a couple daily habits and actions that you practice and you put a check mark on the calendar each day to make sure you do it. Maybe gratitude is one of those things for you. I'm thinking I'm adding it to mine this year, where every day I need to take some time and really consider the people and the circumstances and the things that are happening in my life, in my business, and express gratitude for that. If that means maybe just sitting quietly in my room or out on my deck and really just thinking about it and being grateful for it, maybe it's picking up the phone and calling somebody, maybe it's writing them a card, sending them an email, taking them to lunch for no other purpose, just to say, hey man, I'm grateful you're in my life. Thank you for everything you do. I'm sure you do a lot more for me than I'll ever see. And I just wanted you to know that I'm thank you and I appreciate you, and spell out the reasons that you appreciate somebody. Maybe it's an old teacher. Maybe it's an old employer, an old boss. Maybe it's a dude who fired you, right? Sometimes somebody fires us and that's the best thing that ever happened to us. So whatever it is for you, go into 2017 with the old attitude of gratitude and make it a daily habit of yours. And not only is it a good thing and a right thing to express that gratitude, but as Zig says, the more you express it, the more you're focused on it, the more likely you are to have more to be grateful for. Merry Christmas and Motorheart.